to the halachas. Go to the halachas of Shavuos.
What?
In the Gaya Shavuos, so a lot of things in Shavuos are minhagim. So there's three main minhagim which we have in Shavuos. One is staying up all night. Second one is eating milchiks. And the third one is flowers. Cheesecake, whatever you want to call it. Those are like the main minhagim which people are annoying on in Shavuos. So I guess we'll start staying up all night. Okay? Stay up all night. Why do we stay up all night? What's the reason why?
Sorry.
What? To learn, okay. Why you step tonight?
We slept in, no?
Yeah, okay, so many Kleisols we step to learn. Where's it come from? It comes from the meaning that Kleisol overslept during Kabbalah Sotairah, so therefore we're massacring that, and we stay up all night and we learn. It's also to show our excitement for Kabbalah Sotairah, therefore we do something extra and we stay up all night and learn. And the question is, I don't know about you, but me personally, if I stay up all night, I end up learning less than if I would go to sleep. Just in the chesh, when you get off. What? No, maybe not? Okay. What? Okay, on normal nights, I say I go to sleep when it's 11, 10 o'clock, and I'll get up and dance the whole afternoon. So, like this. Stay up all night and off schedule and sleep from 8 till 12 to 1, 2, and then you try to stay up with coffee. I probably end up learning a little bit less than if I would stay up all night. So the shaila is, you guys don't have a problem? Okay, we don't discuss it then. But the shaila is, Mitzvah, you will get that problem one day. That's number one, say amen. Okay? you will get that problem one day. And the question is, what's the right thing to do? So my sister kind of came to this minute class, so to do it, and it's, yeah, you're part of Kleisol. You know, you're one of us, right? It's Minna Kleisol. Even if you end up learning less, you still should. It's good to stay up. It's Minna Kleisol to stay up all night. So you do what our result says, if somebody learns all night, it's Muftach Loi that he's going to have a great year if you can learn all night. Well, that means you learn the whole night, right? It doesn't mean that you go for like a 2.5 hour meal and show up to the finish at 12. It means like, you know, you learned all night. 12 is early?
What time is
let's make a catch. What time is Dami over?
Dami's over 10 hours.
Ski, what time is skiing now? 7:30? 8:30? Ski is over 8:36, let's say. 8:45, okay?
We'll start at 8:45.
So let's say you start your meal at 9 o'clock. What? I'm saying 10:30?
Finish one. If I walk back to Yeshiva.
What do you say? Where are you coming from already? Saying, okay. Good, 10:30, 11, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's worth it. If I'm not going to this year.
Right. So he has to work for it. He has to go further now. Okay. Now, when someone learns all night, a couple shots come up in terms of, number one, let's say taking coffees to keep yourself up in relation to sleep. So the shaila is, do you have to make a bracha on it? How often do you make a bracha on it? Let's say you take a coffee, let's say 11 o'clock, right? Then you come say 11 o'clock and you take a coffee. Then you want to take another 1 o'clock. Do you have to go ahead and make a bracha again or not? So halacha is like this. When it comes to a bracha rishon, the halacha is that a bracha rishon goes on forever unless one of two things. What are the two things? One is you have a hesach hadas, you decide you're not eating anymore. The second one is if you leave the place where you are. If you do a shini makam, then you lose your bracha rishon. For example, if you make a bracha over here, and you go over here now to the different base medrash, you go to Negevil, you go to the main base medrash, then you did a shini makam, you leave the building, so then when we're talking about the shackle, you go ahead and you lose your bracha. Therefore, if you leave and come back, if you're dealing with the shackle, you lose your bracha. Therefore, I'm assuming that you're living upstairs, and the same ruling as long then you would not make. It's better to have das, but you would not have to make another bracha. You know, if you make a bracha in the morning over here and you bring a coffee up to the base medrash, so you would not need another bracha. It's better to have das, but in one building, room to room, the halacha is you'd have to go out and make a bracha. So therefore, if you're in upstairs and you take a coffee, if you're planning having another coffee soon and you don't have a hesach das and you don't do a shini makim, then the first bracha will live on and would go on until the second bracha. Now, why can you always do that? Just wake up in the morning. I have a relative. Wakes up in the morning, makes one bracha, and eats all day. Doesn't leave the house, and eats all day. So, why can you always do that? The answer is because you usually have a problem with bracha achrayna. That if you, when you eat something, you have to make a bracha achrayna afterwards. So, if you wait too long, then you lose your bracha achrona. How long does bracha achrona last normally? 72 minutes. So you wait more than 72 minutes, you lose your bracha achrona, therefore you're not supposed to do that normally. The only issue is, when you're dealing with coffee, do you make a bracha achrona or not? So the luck is, when you, in order to make a bracha achrona, you have to drink, you have to have a revias, b'kadesh revias, which is, you have to have 3 ounces within like 20 to 30 seconds. Like very, very quickly, you have to drink it. Therefore, when you're dealing with coffee, you're not going to end up doing that. You're not going to drink it so quickly. So therefore, you're not really going to make a bracha achrona on coffee. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, b'kitzur, if you're making a bracha upstairs and you're drinking a coffee and you're planning, you know, like an hour or so, you can eat another coffee. So then the halacha is you would not need another bracha rishayna. You just continue on and you would not need a bracha rishayna. Yeah, clear?
We usually don't make a bracha achrona on coffee.
Unless you have a minig. There's the two pshitas, which are for example. One pshita is it has to be right away, you have to drink it very quickly. There's another pshita that says, being coffee is normal to drink it slowly, so then if you do it within 4 minutes, then it'll be okay. Mishmur Pass is like the first pshita. So unless you have a kabbalah from your parents or your grandparents that you make a bracha, anything which when you're drinking, you don't make a bracha unless it's something which is going to be very, very, very quickly.
Okay.
Cold. Oh, iced coffee, I forgot. Yeah. Okay, if you have iced coffee, and you drink it very, very quickly. Okay. Then. What? You don't drink it quick? Okay. Depending. What do you say?
No.
Okay, let's first talk about the halachas of eating milchik, then we'll come back in the morning what to do. Okay. So, Zaini, if you have a cake, so what you should do is, do you have to make a bracha achrona? So if you have a gezayis, which is to say one ragalach and a half, within 4 minutes, you have to make a bracha achrona. Over there, you should make a bracha achrona and not eat for half hour, 45 minutes. Make a break in between.
Make a half hour break?
Half hour, 45 minute break. And yeah, so when they gave him a zaynis, the cake, you can't do that, because you can't just eat now and just the whole night, because you're going to lose your bracha achrona. So what you should do?
Every half hour.
What do you say?
Eat every 10 minutes, you're fine.
Okay, just make bracha achrona, okay? That's a traumatic, okay?
You only can win two.
But then, so when you get bracha achrona, it's good. You make a bracha achrona each time, and you know you take a half hour, 45 minute break, and that's what you do with it. Okay, when you get milchiks. So the minute is to have milchiks. Why do we have milchiks? So there are different reasons brought down. One reason is brought down because after they went ahead and got the Torah, so a lot of halachas in terms of doing shkita, malicha, it's very hard to eat meat. So they just weren't prepared to eat meat, so therefore they had milchiks on shuas. That's one reason brought down. Another reason brought down is zecher to the carbon, that on the... It's zecher shtei lechem, the carbon and weaving is shtei lechem, that they bring two lechem on shuas. Therefore, zecher shtei lechem, we have... In the meal, the way our Rambam says, the right thing to do is first you have milchiks, then afterwards, the halacha is like this. If you have bread, which is on a milchik table, it's very important halacha, that you're not allowed to eat it together with fleshes. With an asa. If you have challah at a meal, and there's chalent and chicken, and it's served at the meal, that challah, you cannot use it matzah Shabbos to make French toast or have it with cheese. The halacha is that something which is on a fleshik table, a milchik table, that bread becomes milchiks or becomes fleshiks. Now, there is a heter if it's on the challah board and you keep it separate and you're very careful that la halacha la da could apply. But if it's straight on the table, the halacha, that comes milchiks, that comes fleshiks. Therefore, the minig was, the remembering is on the minig like this, so you have, first you eat milchiks, you know, as you wash, you have milchiks, eat some cheesecake or something milchiks, then afterwards you have fleshiks. Now, in order to have fleshiks, you're going to have to change the tablecloth, bring a new bread, because you can't have milchik bread by fleshik a meal. Therefore, you end up having shtei lechem, therefore, bring the carbon to shtei lechem, therefore, zech shtei lechem, that's the reason why the milk is to have milchiks and fleshiks. So, I call them the different minhagim klai itself. So, in terms of what's halacha l'maaseh, the different minhagim in terms of what people do. Some people have milchiks both meals, some people have milchiks one meal, some people have the minhag they slit the meal. Do the lot of different minhag. What do you do at home, Moshe?
Place it all the way.
Never milchiks at all.
Kiddush in the morning.
Okay. They're different minhagim and klai Yisrael. Very important. You might be eating shuas afternoon. Let's say, what time is the suda starting? You don't have a meal yet? Well, 2:30. Okay, he's signing 2:30 afternoon. What do you say? Oh, Erev Shabbos is not going to use.
No, not for us.
Oh, no, but the other thing's not going to get for the thing. I was going to say with the Fleishig's Milchix thing, it's not going to get. Can I get Milchix the second night, right? They got Fleishig's because of Shabbos. In a normal year, you get the convocation. What?
In order to marry, you have 2 days.
Yeah, but they can have the Milchix on the Shabbos meal. Probably not, I imagine. Okay, if it happens. We have to be careful. It's like this. This happens every year. Maybe this year's not a gayest. Every year it's going to get like this. That the guy gets married to suit at 2:30 and he has a nice fish to get meal. Then he comes to his second night meal and guess what they're serving? Milchix.
Walk out.
So you got a problem. What?
Walk out.
Walk out. Okay.
Stop out. Milchix.
What did I say?
Ask Milchix. Walk out.
Walk out. That's not a meal. Okay. So you just have to keep cashing. This year's not going to get you right. This year's anyhow, it's going to be Shabbos, so this year's not going to be Shabbos. Okay, what halacha do you make a cheesecake?
Yeah,
so it depends. The halacha is like this. Whenever you have something which is a mixture and has mezonos in it, but that's why we say if the mezonos is there for taste, mezonos is the ikker. If the mezonos is just there to hold it together, then the other thing would be the ikker. So it really depends on what type of cheesecake you have. Sometimes you have like these cheesecakes where there's like big, thick thing of cheese, like a little small, little thin layer of mezonos on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? Like a real thin thing. So why do you have the thing on the bottom? It's not really so much for taste, just to hold the cheese together. Over there, you would not make mezonos, you make shakel. No, so it depends on whether it's, if it's small, little, very, very thin layer, it could be the shakel's thicker. So if the mezonos is somewhat thick, or it has some type of crunch to it, some type of taste to it, some type of schmack to it, then you make a mezonos. But if the mezonos is really very, very minuscule, very, very small, in that case, maybe the halacha is going to have to make a shakel, just there to hold it together. If you're not sure, you should potter with something else. You should take a drink and have a rug halacha and potter just carry with something else. What? Even if it's baked together, it depends. It's a very, very thin layer. It's not there for taste. Just to hold it together, and the shakel is going to be there. If it's there for taste, the mezonos. If you're not sure, potter it, take a drink, and take a rug halacha and potter it, and that's right. What?
You see the difference. I thought it's one by mixture, is the difference. But if you slotted pie crust, you can see the mezonos and the shakel.
It's baked together. We're not making it. So fine. Okay, it's going to have flowers, but people have flowers and trees. Where does it come from? It comes from, because by the time we have flowers and trees, little pictures, that's the reason why we do it. Now, it's all you can notice most places do not do it. Why don't they do it? The reason why the yeshiva doesn't? No. Why? Because the goyin says, being that Tzchukas HaGoy, that there's a holiday by the goyin, I know some of you might be familiar with, that they put out trees. So being that there is a Tzchukas HaGoy, therefore that's why the goyin was involved with the minhag. If an Eretz Sobedakla, most places do not go ahead and do it. In Chutz Laretz, what? Chassidim do it. Some say there's a chiluk between trees and grass. That trees may be the problem with the guy, but grass wouldn't be a problem, so we do grass, not trees. But in Obedakla and Eretz Yisrael, what? What? It is, I don't know. It's close enough.
So
that's why some people do flowers, not right. That's why some people do flowers and not people do flowers. What?
They also have wreaths.
Who?
Wreaths, the circle things, the flowers.
They have to do that? Okay. So maybe whatever. But kids tonight, so the minig really is not so much to do it. The minig is you buy your white flowers, that's the minig. And what? That's okay. Now, b'negei hilchas brachas. So you're up all night. So you get the last shas in terms of hilchas brachas. What brachas you make? What brachas you don't make? So it's very interesting. Always, everyone like crowds around to hear it. All the brachas. But most of the brachas, there's no reason in the world you have to be moisty for somebody. Most brachas, you stay up all night. There's no problem making a brach. Only four brachas which we have issues. What are four brachas? Tzitzis, Kaya Shama, Mevashena, and Bikas Atayra. Those are the four, and I'll take the time to discuss what to do. All the other brachas, you can make it yourself. It's not a problem. You know, if you miss brachas, or you know, if you're in a shul, it's no one, and we stayed up all night, so there's no one to make brachas. So you can make all the brachas besides those four. So let's discuss.
Starting can do all.
So I'm going to do all them. Fine. Okay, so let's just talk Birkas HaTorah. So Birkas HaTorah, the halacha is, there's a Kiv Eger says like this, that what's the Shalom Birkas HaTorah? The Shalom Birkas HaTorah is like this, that Birkas HaTorah, the halacha is that we make a bracha in the morning, the bracha goes on till when? So it's B'chol Yikdush Hashem. One sheet holds, the bracha goes on until the next day. Each day you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. Second sheet holds, that's not telling the day. It goes on forever until you have a hafsik. What's considered a hafsik? If you have a nice, good kishmak asleep, so then that's something which
why
is...
Why
sleep a hafsik? You don't learn it? Yeah. What do you say? Well, no, rest it in. If you're not learning...
You don't learn for 6 hours. Why is that not a hafsik?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what if you're resting...
Why is sleep a hafsik?
What do you say? What?
What if you're resting for 6 hours?
Okay, so the chazan shal that nowadays you wouldn't make a bracha when... Because... Kids have been gave because I tell you, if somebody sleeps during the day, the mice of the minute is we don't make a bracha. Well, without getting into all the riches right now, but Kivikas is like this. If somebody slept during the day, so Mamanashach, you can make a bracha the next morning. Why? Because according to both sheets, you're okay. If the halacha is tali in the day, it's the next day. If the halacha is tali in sleeping, so I slept. Because normally on a regular Shabbos afternoon, you take an hour nap or 2 hour nap, whatever it is, you don't go ahead and make another bracha. Why? Because the Chayshu Shita, maybe it's tali in the day, it's not tali in hafsik. But over here you have both shitas, Mamanashach. Either you have a Mamanashach over here, either it's the next day, and you slept, so it's Mamanashach able to go out and make Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, you slept in the day, that's something you can make Birkas HaTorah. There's only one catch. Really, technically, really every week, if you sleep during the day, so the reason why you're not making a bracha is because of Safek. Because maybe the other shitas always tell you one day, you can make a bracha. So really, the correct thing would be to have in mind by Meir, if you say Avasalam, to have in mind by Meir to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah. The halacha is Avasalam, you can Yotze Birkas HaTorah. That's the halacha. So really, the right, correct thing to do would be that if you sleep during the day, you should have in mind by Avasalam to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah. You have to learn right away. Right. The halacha in Yishami brings down, if you have in mind by Avasalam to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah, it's also, it speaks about Saint Leibeno, it speaks about the Limanat Torah. If you learn right afterwards, right after Meir, then you're the Birkas HaTorah. That's what the Shami brings down. So really, technically, for Friday on Shavuos, you know, you're having a whole night of learning, like 8 hours Seder, right? 5 hours Seder, whatever you call it. With a suffix of Birkas HaTorah, that's not the most great thing to do. So really, you should have in mind by Avos Eilam that you want to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah, and you should learn right away, and therefore you can lose your Kiv Eger's Mamashach. And therefore you won't able to do it. But Maisef, what?
Only if you sleep by day.
Only if you sleep by day, yeah. So Shema, so that's a big discussion whether Shema is not, it's not Limud HaTorah, it's Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim, it's not between Limud HaTorah, therefore that's the reason why Shema. Right, it doesn't work between Limud HaTorah, therefore it's not going to work. So that's it because of Torah. Hamar Hashem Elokei Neshama Rechishish, therefore you should get somebody to go ahead and be made to you. If you didn't have anybody, so then in Echnami, the luck would be that you would not be able to go ahead and you would not be able to go ahead and make the bracha. We say Sav Brach Zachal, and you would not make the bracha. Tzitzis, so just get a young just get something to write to you. That's the easiest answer. What do I say? Yeah. Oh, Benigalti Sedaim also. What do Benigalti Sedaim? So, Anati Sedaim is a Shiloh. Is it totally? Basically, Anati Sedaim is you go to the bathroom and then afterwards you go ahead and make a bracha. Do we have time for Tavshilin? So,
why don't you go to sleep right after davening?
Which ones?
Skip the brachas before davening.
It's better to be made to somebody, but there's mocking to be made. After davening? No.
Yeah.
No, you lost the whatever. You lost the Kibbe Mesa part of it. Fine. So, because the Torah, you have the Mandashah. But those are my Sewer now. Okay, Benigay Eftashilin. So, it's not called the Eftashilin that Chazal Mersakin, that you're not allowed to cook from. The look of it is very important. You're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, not from Yontif to Chol. You never have to prepare from one day to another day. And that's the halacha. Now Chazal came along and said, we have a problem. when Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. So how do you get a pair for Yom Tov to Shabbos? So Chazal came along and said, it's something called Erev Tav Shilin. Through making Erev Tav Shilin, you're able to go ahead and cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now the two shittas how Erev Tav Shilin work, which is very important, very big nafkamina. You make a chant in Yidira?
Lots of hot water.
So that's not good. Anyway, we make chant, don't make chant anymore. You make a chant in Yidira. Okay. The question is, there's two reasons why how Erev Tav Shilin work. Nafkamina is going to be in your chant what time you have to put it. One shita is the way Erev Tav Shilin works is like this. Erev Tav Shilin cannot work if you're doing a Sederaisa. Only it can work on a Dabaradika level. So if cooking for Yom Tov Shabbos is Sederaisa, it'll be Asr. It's only because it's Darabana. Now why is it Darabana in Erev Tav Shilin? Why is cooking Yom Tov Shabbos Darabana? Two reasons brought down. One reason brought down is because it's all Kodesh. Yom Tov is Kodesh, Shabbos is Kodesh. So meaning that Yom Tov and Shabbos are all Kodesh. So therefore it's only a Darabana. Therefore, Chazal said, Erev Tav Shilin is going to work. That's one sheet. The other sheet is, the reason why it's going to be Darbanan is because every time I'm cooking for Yom Tov to Shabbos, maybe a guest is going to come. I'm going to use it on Yom Tov. What's the problem? Cooking for Yom Tov is mutter. Cooking for the next day is asur. But maybe somebody's going to come, a guest is going to come. I'll pull out my whatever I have, which is cooking, and give it to the guest. So come out, I'm not really preparing for Shabbos. Could be I'm going to use it on Yom Tov. So therefore, it's only Issa Darbanan. What's an afkamina? How late you're putting up your chalent? If you're putting up your chalent very late, that's not going to be ready on Yom Tov. So if the reason is that Yom Tov and Shabbos are all Kodesh, then it's okay. If the reason is because that maybe a guest is going to come, that's why you have to serve it to a guest. If the Shmur writes, you should be machmel lechatchila to put up the food early enough that's able to be cooked on Yom Tov. And you should not put up the chalent too late. But the yavim maybe will be meiko, but you should go ahead and do it. Now, when you get a bachem where they have Erev Tav Shilin, so it's like this. That's a bachem where they have Erev Tav Shilin, you guys are Jews. You know, you're chayim everything, right? No reason why you shouldn't be chayim Erev Tav Shilin. The only issue was like this. If you're not doing any malacha beyond the Shabbos, there's a discussion whether you have to do, do you have to do Erev Tav Shilin or not. So if you're lighting a lucas neiris in your dira, which you're supposed to light a lucas neiris in your dira, so then, for sure, you need Erev Tav Shilin. Without a bracha. If you're cooking, then you do it with a bracha. So if you're cooking, or warming something up, or making, putting up hot water.
Hot water is considered.
Yeah. If for sure it's considered cooking. So you need to do it with a bracha. If you're cooking but if you're not doing anything, all you're doing is locus neiris, then you go ahead and you do it without a bracha. How do you make Erev Tav Shilin? So the way you make Erev Tav Shilin is you take a tafshil and a piece of bread.
Tafshil.
So tafshil could be anything. It could be an egg. The old meaning was egg. Why was it egg? Okay, egg was something which didn't spoil so quickly. So the locus Erev Tav Shilin has to stay around. If it spoils before you cook, you set up, you make Erev Tav Shilin first, you make it Erev Yom Tov. That's what you do Erev Tav Shilin. You make it on Yom Tov is Thursday night. Make it Thursday afternoon, Thursday morning, that's when you make the Erev Tav Shilin. Now, if you make the Erev Tav Shilin and it spoils, it gets eaten, it gets ruined by the time you want to cook on Shabbos, you lose the Erev Tav Shilin. So the meaning, old minig was to use egg, being that egg is something which doesn't spoil, but you don't have to use egg. It could be egg, it could be fish, it could be meat. Anything which goes together with bread, you eat together with bread, that's something which is, which could be used for, Erev Tav Shilin. It could be frozen, yeah. Now you should use the, it's brought down that there's a mitzvah to eat it for, use the bread for Lechem Mishnah and eat it by Shalosh Shabbos. And it's because you did, since you did one mitzvah, that it. What do you say?
Why Shalosh Shabbos?
Just because three times you did the mitzvah. Do it Friday night, use the Lechem Mishnah Friday night, Shabbos day, and then eat it Shalosh Shabbos.
Eat it three times.
Eat it three times. What? You don't have to. Now let's see if you get Erev Tav Shilin. Very important. If you get Erev Tav Shilin, the Lech is, you're not allowed to cook. Now they're like a snares, you know, not do anything. Now the Gemara does bring down that if there's a rav in the city or someone in the city who separates Erev Tav Shilin for you, then b'diavad, if you didn't do it, you're able to be samech on it. So that brings down the mice, somebody forgot about it, and they let him go ahead and be samech on it. Next Yom Tov, he went and forgot it again, and he told him, this time you can't do it. Why? Because you see you're a pesheya, being a pesheya, therefore, you can't go ahead and be samech on the rav twice. So it's brought down. You cannot be samech on the rav of the city forgetting twice. You get one shot.
Twice.
So that's a shot. What does twice mean? One of than another. This twice mean two in a row. So we're mice, we're knowing in the Hakim as man as you know, you're at Khoshalom and people are forgetful and then and you're gonna forget once and you're gonna suffer the rest of your life, you know, you guys are bakim, you know. Khatas no room, you know. But we're knowing in the Hakim that if you only forget two Yom Tovim in a row, if you didn't forget two Yom Tovim in a row, then you can be makeup, but it's very bedievit, because don't forget.
The king of the side of the sheep makes everyone.
Sheep makes everyone?
Sign up.
It's mitzi then?
He does it for the mitzvah.
But if they're in a dira, they
should make yourself.
If you're in a dorm, I hear, but if you're in a dira, you only eat yeshiva. I mean, you guys eat yeshiva?
Some guys.
If you eat yeshiva, you're part of yeshiva, and you can be here, Swiss. But like, if you just like. What? If you just learn here, and you're not really so much part of yeshiva. So then, like, you never eat here, and you never. No, you're not part of the. What's the right word?
Visitor.
Yeah, you come during the day, you learn a couple hours, you're like, whatever, you know. Then, you know, if you're fine, you're part of yeshiva, you learn there, you daven here, like, yeah, you daven three tefillahs here, you eat three meals, and then you're not, and then you're part of, you know, you're part of the yeshiva's family, but like, you know, if you eat a rechavya, if you're in Rechavia, I don't think we should consider you part of his family anymore. You know? I don't know if we consider that. That would be considered the incident. So anyhow, Shavuos is the just.